Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host is slightly cracked, chipped, and crazed. Here's Griff.
Makes me want to dance. We're so glad you could join us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, this is today. Today is April 25th, 2017. And if you're listening via past episodes in the archives, this is show number 679. On today's show, we'll learn six ways to sell to Generation Z. What the hell is Generation Z? And find out why size matters when you're packing difficult items. We'll investigate a starter kit for new eBay sellers, explore the reasons why being an eBay buyer can help you be a more successful eBay seller, and we'll get some top-rated tips for building trust with eBay newbies. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with eBay Radio News, brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship.
Happy days. Listers, block, and congressmen all feature in today's eBay Radio News for April 25th, 2017. I'm Lee. You've all heard by now that Erin Moran, a familiar and beloved face from the Happy Days series and Joni Loves Chachi, passed away. She's always been popular on eBay, Griff. We found 12,677 items listed for various Happy Days memorabilia, 293 for Erin alone, and more for Joni Loves Chachi. She was 56 years old.
Wow, so young.
I know.
I read Scott Bio said some terrible things about her.
This week? Oh, my.
So she died of a heart attack, I believe.
They're not sure. They think it might have been cancer was the last
Or cancer, sorry. She died. They believe she died of cancer. And he made some really crass, stupid statement.
Well, that's it. That, you know, I got rid of him last year anyway for... other reasons, but
he's
gone.
This is what happens when you drink and do drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
He would know.
In the meantime, Channel Advisor Corporation, that's a leading provider of cloud-based e-commerce that enables retailers and branded manufacturers to increase global sales. Mm-hmm. Today, they announced a new strategic partnership with eBay. And through this strategic partnership, the companies will jointly implement programs to help enable growth for eBay and Channel Advisor clients. Hey, have you ever had listers block? It happens. Read all about it. Read all about it in the eBay for Business blog. The article is entitled Overcoming Listers Block, Tips to List More Efficiently. You'll find the tips at ebayforbusinessblog.com. And here's a 2017 spring seller update reminder. New changes go into effect on May 1st, and that's coming up, Griff, next Monday. Final value fees for store subscriptions, top-rated plus final value fee discounts are going to change, and a couple of other things. And in addition, third-party product listing ads will be removed across the eBay platform on May 1st to help boost the visibility of your promoted listings. This week, eBay welcomed Congressman Richie Neal from Massachusetts and Congressman Joe Crowley from New York to eBay's San Jose campus. Both of the congressmen serve on the House Ways and Means Committee, and that's the committee that has jurisdiction over all tax and trade issues. The members met with eBay CEO Devin Wenig and other eBay executives. The meetings were designed to provide the members with a better understanding of eBay's business and to discuss public policies important to our business and our customers. The subjects discussed included small business exports, tax, job training, and immigration. And last, remember the Texas Dance Hall? I told you Thursday it had been sold?
Yeah.
One little interesting note about that, besides the fact that I love Texas Dance Halls and all that. Schroeder Hall has been sold for almost $500,000 on eBay. And the Austin businessman who put it up for sale, his name is Doug Guller. He attracted 192 bids from 25 bidders. And at the beginning, he said that he put it on eBay because it gives him a much wider net to find a buyer, which, of course, is true.
Yes.
But he hoped at that point that someone local would end up buying it. And sure enough, the winning bid was from a woman from Victoria, Texas, a resident. Linda Krause bought it. So They're all happy there in Texas.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's eBay Radio News for April 25th, 2017, brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. I'm Lee Maribel, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Do you like my pukey voice?
Well, I recognize it as being an imitation of an old-timey disc jockey.
There you go. Well, today's your last chance, as Lee said, to take part in the eBay Packathon. Your chance to win eBay swag as you pack and ship.
So how does it work?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You can pack a sold item using eBay-branded tissue paper and stickers.
Okay, it's got to be a sold item.
Has to be a sold item.
Okay.
Snap a picture of the packed item, then share it in the comment section of the Packathon post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. eBay packing experts will select 5 winners, each of whom will receive a pack of tissue paper and stickers. Entries close today, April 25th, and the winners will be announced on May 5th.
So get packing.
Stickers and tissue paper.
Got to use the eBay-branded tissue paper and stickers.
Yeah, it's
It's easy. Then you submit your photo. It's got to be a sold item.
Yeah.
So remember, that's Packathon post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. Well, you're a master. I got to finish that.
You better.
You are a master packer. I mean, you know how to ship those shirts.
I do.
Yeah. You've got it down.
I've thought about going into the candy business on eBay. And you want me to take it? How far can I take this?
Forget it.
No, really?
Yes, I think you should stop.
Well, you know, because I like all kinds of candy.
Yes,
I
you
should
do.
Stop. I like licorice.
You should really stop.
And hard candy.
Seriously.
And chocolate. And I love fudge.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I do.
Here we go.
So,
Griff.
What? I didn't do it, okay? Are you happy? I didn't say fudge packer. Are you happy?
No, you didn't. I'm very happy.
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
very
great.
Happy. John
Fantastic.
Can take that out later.
No, he better not.
Yes. Okay. So
I never said it.
We have. That's what I mean.
Yeah, alrighty.
So he has to take it out because you never said it.
That's right.
Okay, let me see what we have on the show for today. Some interesting stuff coming up. Oh, Reva Lozansky, my buddy Reva.
Oh,
we haven't had her on in a long, long time.
Why not?
I don't know. She should be on like a regular. Because Eva, when you think of entrepreneurialism, you think of Reva Lozansky because she was the editor, the final word of every single sentence that went into Entrepreneur Magazine for many, many years.
Mm.
And that's how I came to know her. So she's going to be on.
Yeah.
And, then in the second hour, we're going to have on, Bubble Fast. Mark and Robin are going to be on.
Ooh.
Talking about hard to pack items.
Hard to pack.
And then we're going to have Teresa Cox, Club Red 97. We've spoken to Teresa before. And she's going to talk about what are the things that a new eBay seller needs to have in their bag of tricks. That's always good to know in case you're teaching somebody how to sell on eBay or our newbies that listen to this show.
Mm.
Then we're going to have Stephanie Inge, old friend who hasn't been on for a while. And she's known as Steph in Texas. She's going to tell us why being a buyer on eBay can make us a more successful seller.
Yeah.
And then our friend Cindy Halstead's going to be on. And she's going to talk about newbies also. How to communicate with newbies and how to get them to come back. So we have a lot of good content online for today. And if I can just keep Griffola in line, we'll all be okay today.
What? Do you mean,
what?
Woman? Do I need to be kept in line?
How was your weekend? Not good? Is everybody okay?
Yeah, no, it's just been... everything's fine. Everyone's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I don't want anyone to think.
So I want to thank you for turning me on to a new habit.
What was that?
Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
John and I watched 1, 2, 3 seasons and then the first couple of season 4. Now we're up to date.
Okay.
And I see exactly why you brought it up when we were talking about a mission statement.
Oh, brother.
And I was saying things like, even if you're a tiny business, you need to take from the big guys.
Right.
If you watch this show, Silicon Valley, you have to see it from the first. I you know, I went on and did it on the, I think it's HBO, isn't it? Or is it? Wherever it's appearing every week,
yeah,
we went
HBO.
On and they have all the past episodes.
Right. So it's HBO.
Can, yeah. So start with episode one, season one. But they've made every mistake that every new business owner makes.
Yeah.
Especially when you come from the creative or engineering end of things. You don't know diddly squat about business and you think it's easy and you make all the mistakes in the world. It's a very funny show, but it's also at its core is real.
So many of the tropes and the, what you see in the program are definitely real. The idea of these tiny, incubator sites, which, you know, this, the whole thing, revolves around this in the beginning at least. And this one incubator run by this.
Oh my God.
It's
he will go down
Miller's,
in history as yeah. being a wonderful character there.
TJ Miller, the comedian, stand-up comedian, plays this guy and does an amazing job because
boy.
He's, I mean, we can't really say it on the air, but he's the ultimate a-hole that everyone.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. But he kind of keeps things running in a way, but.
But he always screws something up.
Always screws something up.
Oh my God, you want to keep him locked in a closet when you go to make a presentation.
So in order to keep it interesting, I should warn you, in order to keep it interesting, it's an impossible narrative. It's about this one guy who comes up with a product. I won't tell you more than that. That, if it was real, would be genius, but he keeps getting thwarted. Every step of the way. And that is something to the level of
thwartedness
of the maze that they're going through. That just doesn't happen. I mean, that company would have either been out of business or would have been funded, but it's still fun to watch because individually all those little things definitely do happen.
Yes,
this segment
do.
Was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, selling to Generation Z when we return with more of eBay Radio.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form, so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia, but don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Indicia.com/international.
Poorly packed items are one of the most common reasons that buyers leave negative feedback. But with shipping supplies from BubbleFast, you'll soon be packing like a pro. BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine have the answers to all your packing and shipping questions, and they've got everything you need to put their advice into practice. They've been serving e-commerce sellers just like you since 1999, and they personally use all of their own products. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. So start packing your items as professionally as you run the rest of your business with shipping supplies from BubbleFast. Join BubbleFast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.